you and somebody asked, well, where does he live, you'd say?
Browns.
Okay, and
did you ever hear of a very annoying little bit of a he lives? Party that they might have on the wedding night?
It's around the corner.
Or if it's several miles he lives.
I've heard of it, but I don't know
what's going on. And if there were trouble at a party, you might say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two, they arrested
the whole party.
If
whole
you were talking about
the location, like we talked about down the way, and all out the 4 o'clock school dust
like
finishes over.
All right, and after Labor Day is when school
starts.
If a boy left home from school didn't show up, you'd say he
skipped.
Suppose he's in college. He's
cut.
Okay. If you go to school, then
education.
And after high school, you go to
college.
After kindergarten, you go into the
elementary school.
Or which grade, particularly?
First.
Okay. And somebody left a note on my
door,
on my
desk.
Yeah. And there are two
books.
Okay, good. A building, especially for books, is a
shelf.
A building. Check out.
A library.
Okay, and you mail a package at the. In a strange town, you know.
Hotel.
Mm-hmm. And you see a play at the
theater.
You have an operation in the
hospital.
You're taken care of by a woman called a
nurse.
And you catch a plane
at the 4 o'clock
train station.
Okay, would you use a form of that had rail in it?
Over.
All right.
Maybe the railroad station.
All right. Mm-hmm. A place around the courthouse, maybe with grass and
show up.
Park. Post Square.
All right. Mm-hmm. And if you were crossing the street and you didn't, instead of just crossing from one corner and then crossing
kindergarten,
the other corner, as you're supposed to do, you cut right across. You'd say you're walking.
Or which grade?
I did walk straight across.
Well, instead of, you know, the corners are like that, instead of walking here and then walking there, are you?
Dying.
Okay. Suppose there's a piece of furniture sitting not against the wall, but at an angle.
Okay,
Did you ever say kitty corner or catty corner or catter corner?
Kitty corner.
Okay. Vehicles that used to run on tracks with a wire overhead are
taken care of by
electric trains.
Have you ever street train?
Yes.
How do you say that?
Street cars.
Okay. Do they ever have those on
No.
Okay. And you might say to the driver, the next corner is where
I want to get off.
A place around I think you said this already, but I wouldn't mind hearing it repeated. In Orange County, Orlando is the place where the government offices are. It's the
street.
Okay. And the post, well, the FBI agents are paid by the federal
government.
A political candidate says that the police ought to make.
I didn't walk straight across.
Well, blank
instead of blank. You know, corners are like that. Instead of walking here and walking here.
Welfare?
Well, the police are supposed to keep.
Security? Crime?
Order is one of them, and you're supposed not to break the.
Do you ever say kitty corner?
So police are supposed to maintain
law and order.
Mm-hmm. The war between the North and the South is called the
Civil War.
Why do you have the names for that?
No.
Okay. Before they had the electric chair, murderers were
on streetcars.
And a man went out and using that word.
Himself.
Now these are cities and states, and it's not to test your geography. In fact, you can look if you want to, but it's just to hear how you pronounce the names. Then Albany and Orlando. The biggest city in the country is in
New York.
Uh-huh. Baltimore is in
Maryland.
Richmond is the capital of
Virginia.
Raleigh is the capital of
North Carolina.
Columbia is the capital of
South Carolina.
This state is
Georgia.
You live in
Florida.
George Wallace was governor of.